11 Houston, definition is pretty good on our monitor here. The color's not too varsity, at least on this set. Could you describe what you're looking at? Over.
Roger, you're seeing Earth as we see it at our left-hand window. It's a little more than a half Earth. We're looking at the eastern Pacific Ocean, and the north half of the top half of the screen, we can see North America, Alaska, United States, Canada, Mexico, and Central America. South America becomes invisible just off beyond the terminator or inside the shadow. You can see the oceans with a definite blue cast. See white bands of major cloud formations across the Earth. And can see coastlines that got the western U.S., San Joaquin Valley, the Sierra Mountain Range, the peninsula of Baja California, and can see some cloud formations over southeastern U.S. There's one definite mild storm southwest of Alaska, looks like about 500 to 1,000 miles, and another very minor storm showing the south end of the screen near the, a long way south of the equator, probably 45 degrees or more south latitude. Pick out the browns in the landforms pretty well. The greens do not show up very well. Some green showing along the northwestern coast of the United States and northwestern coast of Canada.
Hey, world, hold on to your hat. I'm going to turn you upside down.
At 11, that's a pretty good roll there.
That's pretty sloppy, sorry. Let me try that one again.
You'll never beat out the Thunderbirds.
I'm making myself seasick doing it, Charlie. I'll just put you back right side up where you belong.
Roger. 11, Houston, if you could comply, we'd like to see some smiling faces up there. If you could give us some interior views, I'm sure everybody would like to see you. Over.
Okay, we'll reconfigure the TV for that.
Roger. That's Big Mike Collins there.
Well, you got a little bit of... Yeah, hello there, sports fans. You got a little bit of me, plus Neil's in the center couch, and Buzz is doing the camera work this time.
Roger.
Well, I put on a coat and tie if I'd known about this ahead of time.
Is Buzz holding your cue cards for you? Over.
Cue cards have a no. We have no intention of competing with the professionals, believe me. We are very comfortable up here, though. We do have a happy home. There's plenty of room for the three of us, and I think we're all learning to find our favorite little corner to sit in. Zero-G is very comfortable, but after a while, you get to the point where you sort of get tired of rattling around and banging off the ceiling and the floor and the side, so you, you tend to find a little corner somewhere and put your knees up or something like that to wedge yourself in, and that seems more at home.
Houston, Roger. Slowly sinking into the sack there.
Yeah, it's really comfortable. Forgot to give Buzz his flashlight back.
Apollo 11, Houston, could you give the folks a view of your patch if on your CWGs, over?
Yeah, stand right with Charlie. We're trying to give you a close-up.
Oh, Roger. Mm-hmm. 11, Houston, we have the patch. Could you attempt to improve the focus slightly, over? Houston, a scan on the camera makes the, that's a little bit better now. The flashlight seems to flicker due to the scan on the TV. We can't see the Eagle. Now that's a little bit better, over. Could you open the F-stop a little bit more, over?
Yeah, it's open all the way. We're going to have to move Buzz around a little bit.
Roger. Houston, the color is better now. It's coming in. We could attempt a little bit better focus on it. There we go. Our focus is a lot better now. We see the Eagle coming right in on the lunar surface. Over. That's very good now. Houston, that's very good now. We can see the Earth in the background, Apollo 11, and the Eagle coming in.
Probably pretty hard to see the olive branch, isn't it?
Roger, it is.
Well, that's what he has in his talons, is an olive branch.
Copy. Houston, we're really impressed with the clarity and the detail that we have in the picture. The colors are, now it's a really an excellent picture now that I'm looking at on our monitor, which is about 12 seconds before the networks can get it out due to the conversion that we have here on our TV converter. The we're looking at the controls and display, the main display console, and we can see the disky up on the panel. Over. Big Brother's watching.
Yeah, we're glad of it. Well, you guys sure been doing a good job of watching us, Charlie. We appreciate it.
Spacecraft's been beautiful, 11. We had really no complaints at all. Looks, things are really great.
On the NBC?
That's affirmative. It appears that can't quite tell what program. We look like we're in poo. We see you punching in a verb 35, I think it is. Over.
Yeah, might as well tell the ECOMs, or tell the GNCs and everybody to hold out their hat and I'll push the enter button.
Roger. We see a real display now. That's a good demonstration of how our crew has the interface with the computer, talking to the programs and all that we have in the computer.
Well, that's right, Charlie. Sometimes it tells us things, and sometimes we tell it things, and mostly it talks to us.
Houston, we just lost our pick. I see we're going back outside now. Over. Houston, you copy? Over.
Roger, we copy. And, back out to the distance at which we see the Earth, we'll have Apollo 11 signing off.
Roger, Apollo 11. Thank you much for the show. It's a real good half hour. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Al.
This is Apollo Control. That TV transmission lasted about 35 minutes.
Apollo 11, Houston, would you key error reset on the disky, please? Over.
Okay, we should be straight now, drawing back and boom. Houston, Apollo 11, how are we standing on this O2 fuel cell purge? You want to go ahead and do that as scheduled in the flight plan?
Stand by, 11, over.
Okay.
11, Houston, you can commence the O2 fuel cell purge now if you'd like, over.
Okay, fine. While Buzz is doing that, I'll change the lithium hydroxide.
Roger. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 11.
Roger, Buzz. The attitude that we're in right now is a convenient one. To start PTC in, we'd be satisfied with this attitude. So we'd like you to disable quads Charlie and Delta, and we'll wait about 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll establish the PTC. Over.
Roger, disable Charlie and Delta, and we'll wait before starting PTC.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 34 hours, 46 minutes. Apollo 11 is presently 131,000 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of about 4,300 feet per second. During the TV transmission, the crew advised that they may possibly be able to take the color television camera into the lunar module with them tomorrow at about 56 hours, 30 minutes ground elapsed time. They reported that the cables had been checked and appeared to be long enough to take them into the lunar module. During the next hour or so, the activity here in Mission Control will be revolving around getting the crew set up for their rest period and eat period. This will be a very long rest period tonight, scheduled 10 hours. And that will begin, according to the flight plan, at about 37 hours ground elapsed time. However, we would anticipate if activities move along as they appear to be at this point, we are somewhat ahead of the flight plan, that perhaps again tonight we would be able to get the crew into their rest period and sleep period a little bit early. At 34 hours, 48 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 35 hours, 13 minutes. Apollo 11 is presently about 93,265 nautical miles from the moon. And with respect to the moon, it's traveling at a speed of about 4,019 feet per second. At this time, we are receiving the tape playback, which Goldstone, the tracking site at Goldstone, California, received from the spacecraft in that earlier unscheduled TV transmission. This was a test of the system using the spacecraft Omni antennas, the small omnidirectional antennas. Normally, transmissions from this distance in space would require the high gain antenna. This television transmission is being processed and converted to color, and we anticipate that we'll have it available for playback at about 9 p.m. We are in conversation with the spacecraft at this time. We'll pick up the tape-recorded conversation that we have, and then stand by to follow any live conversation.
Houston, would you say again what your request is?
Roger, 11. We'd like you to go back to attitude hole. Over.
Roger.
11, Houston. Looks like we're going to have to reinitialize this PTC.
Right. Okay, do you have any roll angle that you'd like to stop it in, Charlie? I haven't stopped it yet.
Stand by. Eleven, Houston, it's your preference right now if you want to. Over.
Okay.
Apollo 11, Houston, over.
Houston, Apollo 11.
Roger, 11. The problem on that initial starting up the PTC was we failed to do the VERP 49, which and load the desired initial attitude. So the staff tried to take it back to the old attitude that we had started up in a number of hours to go. That's why we picked up the rates in the other axes. We're going to wait in this attitude for about 20 minutes to damp out the rates again, and then we'll proceed with the Verb 49 and load our attitude that we have at the time, at this time. Over.
Okay, sounds good, Charlie. When you get to the Verb 49, I'd like for you to give me the three gimbal angle that you want loaded.
Roger, we will do. Over.
Thank you.
And Apollo 11 Houston, we have your flyby pad if you're ready to copy. Over.
Stand by one. Hi, Houston, Apollo 11. Is that P-30 pad?
That's affirmative. Over.
Okay, ready to copy.
Hi, Spud. It's flyby is the purpose. STS, GNN. 62815 plus 097 minus 020 070 54 59 44 minus 00028 plus 00023 plus 00069 029 149 312 Apogee is NA plus 00221 00078 001 00034 Sextant Star 012185 227 Foresight Star is NA Latitude is minus 0265 minus 16500 118999 36228 14456 47 In the comments, your set stars are Deneb and Vega 007144068 No ullage. It's a docked burn using the PTC rest mat. Stand by for your read back. Over.
Okay, would you give me the GET of 0.05G again, please?
Roger. 1445647. Over.
Roger, flyby, STS GNN 62815 plus 097 minus 020 070 545944 minus 00028 plus 00023 plus 00069er 269er 149er 312 NA plus 00221 00078 001 00034 012185 227 NA minus 0265 minus 16500
1500. 118 niner. 36228. 144-5647. Janet in Vega, 007-144-068, no mileage. Doc, CTC, rest line, over.
Roger, say again your roll angle, Buzz. I copy, I read 029er, over.
Roger, 029er.
Roger, good read back.
Yes, the Apollo 11 on the 7/10 rate, the rate loaded into the DAP is 1 or 2/10.
11, Roger. Oh, Apollo 11, Houston, over.
Yes, Apollo 11, go.
Roger, Mike, would you please copy down your verb 16, noun 20, ICDU angles now, then execute verb 49 and load that those angles, the noun 20 that you see on the disky, into the verb, into the noun 22 slot, and prone that, and that'll start our 20-minute wait period, over.
Okay, Charlie, I'll do that right now. Just a matter of interest, those numbers are plus 04511, plus 09021, and plus 359-84. Over.
Roger.
Yes, the Apollo 11, I've done that, and of course I got an immediate 5018, so I guess we're set up to proceed from here, and I'll start the 20-minute timer.
That's affirmative.
Yes, and I still question that 7/10 rate with 2/10 loaded into the DAP, though. Could you explain that one?
Roger, we're working on it. Stand by one.
Okay.
Apollo 11, Houston, over.
Yes, Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a little laser visual experiment we'd like to, for you to do for us. If you got the Earth through any of your windows or through the telescope, would you so advise? Over.
Stand by one, Charlie. At this roll attitude, what should our high gain angles be? Maybe that would help us locate you. We don't see you right on hand.
Stand by. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. Those high gain angles are pitch minus 70, yaw 90. We think the Earth is apparently pretty close to plus C axis. Over.
Okay.
Okay, Charlie, I got you in the telescope.
Roger, Apollo 11. We got a laser that we're going to, it's a blue-green laser that we're going to flash on and off at a frequency of on for a second, off for a second. It's coming out of McDonnell Observatory near El Paso, which is should be right on the Terminator. Right inside the Terminator. We're going to activate that momentarily. Would you please take a look through the telescope and see if you can see it? Over.
Telescope or sector?
Either one. Over.
Okay, I'll start with the telescope, and if I don't see it there, then I'll try the sector.
Roger. We'll give you the word when they've got it turned on. Over.
Okay.
11, Houston, they don't have it turned on yet. We'll give you the word when they got it turned on. Over.
Okay.
Oh, Apollo 11, Houston, we noticed the cryo pressure drop moment ago. Did you stir up the cryos? Over.
Roger, we've finished cycling operation.
Roger, copy out. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. McDonald's got the laser turned on. Would you take a look? Over.
Okay, Charlie.
It's bluish green. Houston, we got some shaft and trunnion for you that might tweak it up a little bit. Shaft of 141.5, trunnion of 39.5, over.
Okay, stand by.
Apollo 11, Houston, if you see it, it should be coming up, appear to be coming up through the clouds. McDonald reports that there's a break in the clouds that they're beaming this thing through, over.
Roger.
Oh, Apollo 11, Houston, you can terminate the exercise on the laser. Our rates are steady enough now for to commence the PTC, over.
Okay, Houston, neither Neil nor Mike can see it. Incidentally, those shafts and trunnions, just missed pointing at the world.
Roger, thank you.
As we are looking at it through the scanning telescope, it would be about maybe a third of an Earth radii high into the left.
Roger.
But we did identify the El Paso area, and it appeared to us to be a break in the clouds there, and we looked in that break and saw nothing.
Roger, thank you much, Al.
Yes, to Apollo 11, over.
Roger, go ahead, over.
Were you following that on the disky?
Roger, stand by. Eleven, Houston, what's your exact question, over?
I followed the procedure through step 7 down to the point where I got 27303 enter, and this resulted in an operator error light.
Roger, stand by. Apollo 11, Houston, stand by a moment. We'll have an answer for you momentarily, over.
Okay, appreciate it, Charlie. Now the light's gone out without any further disky action.
Roger.
Ah, it's correction. Stand by, that's not so.
Roger. Apollo 11, Houston.
Houston, yes, Apollo 11.
Roger, we finally got concurrence on a problem here, and with 50 guys looking at it. When we were sitting in the 5018, we attempted to load the erasable before you terminated the VERP 49. So, Mike, what we're going to have to do is call up the present CDUs, copy those down, then do a VERP 49, load the present, then do a proceed, then an enter, and then we can then set up attitude hold on step 6, over.
Okay. I think that's what we did last time.
It appeared to us that we attempted to load the erasable prior to entering on the Verb 49, which Verb 49 was still running, and it clobbered the CDUs, over.
Okay.
Houston, it looks great to us now, over.
Yeah, it looks fine here, Charlie. The 7/10 part's the only part I don't find explained yet.
Roger, Mike. We're working on that one right now. We're coming up with a story soon, over.
Thank you.
Houston, we're handing over comm to correction from Goldstone to Honeysuckle, over.
Okay.
Houston, go ahead, over.
Hey, sound good to us, Honeysuckle. How are we sound?
Roger, 5-by, Mike. We'd like the Omni configuration as follows. Omni Alpha placed in Bravo. Omni to Omni. High gain track to manual. High gain, y'all. 270 Ditch.
This is Apollo Control. At the present time, we are handing over from the tracking site at Goldstone, California, to the site at Honeysuckle, which accounts for the noise in the transmission.
I've got it's been Omni B, Omni, track to manual, and beam Y. Pitch, you better say that again, y'all, 270, over.
Roger, Buzz. I broke up at pitch minus 50 and beam wide, over.
Roger, copy.
on status report, et cetera.
Say again, over.
Roger, are you ready to copy some numbers on crew status report, et cetera?
Roger, go ahead, over.
Okay, radiation CDR 11005. LMC 10006, LMC 09007, medication negative, and I got some battery and RCS numbers for you.
Go ahead, over.
Battery C, 37.1, pyro battery A and B, both 37.1, RCS Alpha 82, Bravo 84, Coca 85, Delta 87, over.
Roger, we copy radiation 11005, 10006, 09007, no medication, 37.1, 37.1, 37.1, 82, 84, 85, 87, over.
That's permanent. Anyway, 11 GM Delta P is 1.1.
Roger, copy, 1.1. Houston, please verify the four cryo heaters auto, the four fans off. Over.
Okay, we've been holding O2 heater number one in the off position. I believe that was your last instruction. All the other heaters are auto and all fans are off. Over.
Roger, stand by. 11 Houston, we'd like all heaters auto, over.
Roger, all four auto, all four fans off.
Houston, as the sun sinks slowly in the west, the white team bids you good night. If we get a story on the 7/10, we can give it to you in about 15 minutes or so. If not, we'll give it to you in the morning. Over.
Okay, that sounds fine, Joey. Thanks very much. Today, darling.
All right, good night, all.
This is Apollo Control at 36 hours, 11 minutes. At the present time, Apollo 11 is about 134,000 nautical miles from Earth. The velocity is 4,216 feet per second. During that last series of transmissions from the crew, we received a status report from Buzz Aldrin. He reported that the crew has, in the past 24 hours, taken no medication. This is similar to the crew status report that we received from them last night. We bid them good night at 36 hours, 9 minutes, or about 2 minutes ago. We anticipate that the crew will probably have a few more housekeeping-type chores aboard the spacecraft before they actually turn in, and also will probably be combining their eat period with the first part of that sleep period. At 36 hours, 12 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 36 hours, 27 minutes. We have completed the processing of the unscheduled television transmission, which the crew sent down from the spacecraft at about 30 hours, 24 minutes ground elapsed time this evening. I would like to repeat that this was an apparent test of the onboard system. The crew turned the television equipment on, left it on for about 52 minutes. Some of the time we will have a picture, other parts of it we don't have good lock on, and will not have a good solid picture. We should also point out that this transmission was made with the omnidirectional antennas, which of course don't provide nearly the signal strength that we would get from the high gain antenna, which would be used. And we'll play back the tape of that transmission for you at this time.
Wanted to know what numbers before we asked them. Okay, I'm showing them a disky, and I'd like to know whether they can read what's showing on the disky, and also whether they can see PROG, BERB, and NOUN. Over.
Roger, stand by a second. Goldstone, MNO, Houston, Capcom, over.
Capcom, Goldstone, go ahead.
Roger, did you copy the spacecraft request?
That's affirmative. I am reading the numbers on our monitor here.
Okay, that's semi. Roger, that's both the numbers on the disky itself and the little words like program, verb, noun, computer activity, things of the sort.
Roger, I can read the numbers clearly. We can't distinguish what the words are because it is a little snowy.
Roger. Thank you.
Okay, I read verb, noun, and program.
Roger, do you see over in the left-hand corner there's a big square one that says computer activity, comp activity?
Roger, I see a flash occasionally in that area.
Right, that's the one.
Okay, it looks like he's moved the camera at this time.
Roger. 11, this is Houston. Goldstone MNO reports that they can read the numbers on the disky. They can also read verb, noun, program, and see the comp activity light flashing. Over.
Very good, thank you.
And they also report that you appear to have panned the camera over to another location now.
Yeah, we're
going to
work on something else.
All right,
and we seem to have a fairly good view here of the interior of the command module. This would look to be the panel, the display panel with some of the fuel quantity dials on the right side of the cockpit. At the time these television pictures were transmitted from the spacecraft, Apollo 11 was about 121,000 nautical miles from Earth. Where we do have good signal lock-on, we got amazingly good quality from those little Omni antennas. As we've mentioned before, normally the high-gain antenna would be used for a television transmission of this sort. And we could almost make out a face in that one. And somebody's hand down at the instrument panel. That last view, just before we lost picture lockup, appeared to be the right center portion of the main display console, main display panel in the command module. For a brief moment there, we had a picture of a somewhat placid Neil Armstrong closing his eyes momentarily. Another crewman to his left, I'm not sure at this point that I can make out who it was. It did appear it might have been Mike Collins.
Yes, the panel up.
Go ahead, 11.
Oh, Charlie, is that you?
That's me. How are you there?
Oh, just fine. How's the old white team today?
The old white team's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We're ever alert down here.
Ever alert, vigilant. Hey, you got any medics down there watching heart rate? I'm trying to do some running in place down here, and I'm wondering just out of curiosity whether it brings my heart rate up.
Well, they will spring into action here momentarily, semi.
Well, that was Mike Collins commenting that he was doing some running-in-place exercises. We may get a brief view of that a little later on in this transmission if the picture stabilizes and holds still for us.
Hello, 11. We see your heart beating.
Okay, well, look at the CDR and the CMB, see if they go up any. We're all running in place up here. You wouldn't believe it.
I'd like to see that site. Why don't you give us a TV picture of that one?
I think that's the train. You got it.
Okay, it's coming in a Goldstone, Buzz. I guess Bruce said we don't have it here in the center.
Thank you.
Operator isn't going to help out the PTC very much.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a vibration or what it is, but it makes the pitch and yaw rate needles on FDAI number one jump up down a little bit when we jump up down.
Houston, Mike, we see about a 96 a heartbeat now.
Okay, thank
people do not have access to net 1 in that area. I suggest we use net 2 for that purpose.
Okay, going to net 2. Hello, Apollo 11. Houston, the Ghost on TV guys say that they have some horizontal banding across the upper part of the picture and across the lower part. They would consider the lines just straight, no waviness to them at all, over.
Roger, understand. They do seem to distort vertical lines, though.
Say again about the vertical lines, Buzz.
Roger, when there's a vertical line, these horizontal bands tend to put small waves in it.
Roger, I copy. He didn't mention that. Stand by, I'll check again. Hello, 11, Houston. The Goldstone TV said that when you get a sharp vertical line on a picture where the horizontal banding goes across, it does appear to bend it slightly. It's the same as Apollo 10, they said. Looks okay to them, over.
Okay, understand. It's not our monitor, but neither.
All right, I guess so, but we'll have them look into it and see if they can suggest anything. Apollo 11, Houston, we've lost our command interface with Goldstone. We'd like you to switch to Omni Delta, over.
Roger, Mike, Delta.
Roger. The O2 purge, if you have not done so already. And the TV camera people say that the lines are inherent in the camera, Buzz, and it's something that we expected. Over.
Roger, understand about the camera. Say again about the O2 purge.
Roger, we can terminate the O2 purge at this time. Over.
Oh, okay. Fine. We'll do.
select Omni Bravo on board, over.
Check on the Bravo, Johnny.
Roger.
How's everything going down there? You guys happy with spacecraft systems?
Roger. Affirmative. Everything's looking really good to us. Over.
Okay, same here.
Is Apollo Control. That concludes the replay of the test transmission from Apollo 11. That transmission occurred about 2 hours prior to the regularly scheduled TV transmission this evening. The crew apparently testing out the onboard system. We received about 52 minutes of intermittent television using the spacecraft omnidirectional antennas. And as you can see, it's particularly near the end. This is just appears to be just about the limit of television reception from the Omni antennas. At the time of the transmission, Apollo 11 was about 121,000 nautical miles from Earth. during the replay of that television transmission, we accumulated a very short amount of tape, one or two brief comments from the crew, who are in their sleep period at this time. We'll play back that tape conversation for you now.
Houston, one request. The optics switched to zero, and we've got a lot of theories on why it maneuvered at 7/10 of a moment ago, Mike, but no real definite answer. We'll be back with you later. Over.
Okay, no rush, Charlie. Thank you.
I think we can explain that 7/10 rate. When the first time through, you know, we failed to go through the VIR 49, so we had a large error between our actual CDU and desired CDU in roll. And with that situation, the DAP or the vehicle will roll or will maneuver rather at a rate as that is loaded in, which was 3/10. Plus 4/10 rate, and it will limit at 4/10 above the desired rate. So that is if we have a large enough angle between the desired and the actual, which we did. So therefore, the rate was 4/10 plus 3/10 to give you the 7/10. Over.
Okay. Thank you.
Roger.
This time, Apollo 11 is 137,219 nautical miles from Earth. The spacecraft is traveling at a speed of 4,132 feet per second. Here in Mission Control, things have settled down into a rather quiet nighttime routine. We said goodnight to the crew at about 36 hours, 36 hours 9 minutes to be exact, a little over an hour ago. We did hear from them once or twice since then, and we anticipate that at this time they are probably getting settled down to begin their 10-hour sleep period. At 37 hours, 21 minutes, this is Apollo Control.